It's March 3rd, 2026. We're opening up hearings for the Board of Equalization. We're starting with Petition 25-253, Parcel 60612, for Kulwinder Dalawa. This is property address is 907 30th Street, Anacortes. And the assessed value of $543,500. And the petitioner is requesting a reduction of $399,000. Petitioner is not present, so I'll read the petition. Specific reasons why they believe the assessed value does not reflect true market. We have another property in Anacortes, and after comparing the value, we think this is the true value. And shows a date of purchase of June 1st, 2021. No comparable sales. There's the assessor's property detail sheet and I don't know what that property's for. Oh, that says the same address. Okay. Ekterra Asara LLC is the one. Okay, there's no evidence included in this petition, so I'll entertain a motion.
Okay, I move that for this petition, which you've already given the number and so forth, that the board uphold the current assessed value at $543,500 due to lack of clear, cogent, and convincing evidence to overrule the assessor.
I'll second that. So moved and seconded to sustain the assessor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion passes. We're now hearing petition 25-254, parcel 60611 for Kulwinder Dalawa. Property address is 907 30th Street, Anacortes. Assessed value is $7,470,400. The petitioner is requesting a reduction to $5,621,399. And there are specific reasons they state. Since they're not here, I'll read. We have another property in Anacortes, and after comparing the value, we think this is the true value. We have a purchase price of 600, 6,500,000 June 8th of 2021. No evidence visible here. Property detail sheet from the assessor's website, and that's it. So, I'll move that we sustain the assessed value due to the lack of clear, cogent, and convincing evidence to overturn the assessor.
I will second that.
All right, moved and seconded to sustain the assessed value. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. We're now hearing petition 25-284, 60364 is a parcel number for Richard Bunzel. The property address is 5116. Excuse me, no, that's not right. That's the mailing address. This is a Skyline Mortgage slip F-48. The assessed value is $121,100. They're requesting a reduction to $115,400. Petitioner's not present, so I'll read their petition here. It says, several docks of similar size sold in 2025 for $115,400. They were F05 and F34, purchased in 2020, which is third sale. Indicated they did not want to appear for the hearing and did quote two properties that sold their accounts, so we will swear in the assessor's representative, Andrew Cochran.
Andrew Cochran of the Assessor's Office, do you affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, Andrew.
So in this case, I mean, ultimately we have a dispute of $5,700, but the sales don't actually support a reduction. The petitioner mentioned several docks sold, and then he lists two. Actually, only one of those is a sale. They're both assessed at $115,400. So one of them hasn't sold since 1983. So I mean, it's just not a sale. And in the packet I provided, I've got a map of the list of sales of other 30-foot slips all along the same pier. The petitioner's is better than any of them in that they're all 30 feet long. The petitioner's is 17 feet wide. The three that sold, one of which was the one he referenced, are between 13 and 15 feet wide. So, and they're deeper in. So his is superior in every way. And the range of sales is from 110 to $161,000. He's at 121. At the low end of that range, there's really nothing that I've seen that suggests we're over. If anything, I think we're a bit low, but in keeping with our typical conservative assessments for the area, nothing's out of the ordinary on our end.
Okay, thank you. Right now, that testimony, any questions?
No questions.
Okay, we'll close the hearing. We're now hearing petition 25-286 for parcel 128338. Gordon Jensen. The property address is 6040 Sands Way, number 214 of condo storage unit. And the assessed value is $175,900. The petitioner is requesting a reduction to $140,000. They are not present, so I'll read the specific reasons for the appeal. There have been three transactions in 4 years as follows: P128328 on 8/11/21, $105,000. P128326 6/18 into 24 for 195,000, and P128340 on 9/25/25 for $120,000, with the sale trending sharply down from the spike 15 months prior. The average for these three transactions is $140,000, or a 13.7% increase from the previous year. This more accurately reflects the trend that the 42.89% increase imposed for 2025. And we have four properties listed in the documentary evidence portion. And we will let the assessor respond to those. And we have a property detail sheet from the assessor's webpage. So with that, we'll swear in the assessor and hear his testimony.
Andrew Cochran of the Assessor's Office, do you affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do. So in this case, the petitioner provided four sales, two of which were during COVID, and one of which is 9 months after the assessment date. The one sale that remains at $195,000 is part of the reason for his increase. It was in his complex. It's one of the pool of sales that we looked when we increased condominium storage values for 2025. In the packet I provided, I've got two sales within the same complex as the subject property, one in 23, one in 24. The two others that I have in Anacortes, there is the two things, the two property types which command top dollar that from what I could see, on mortgage slips and condominium storage, because there's a limited supply. It's very much a seller's market, and that people are willing to spend upwards of $360,000 on a place to park their RV is unlike anywhere else in the county. That said, the sales three and four that I found in Fidalgo Business Park are most like the Skyline storage units in that they're also gated. I mean, obviously they're not right along the marina, but they show what a gated access to storage condos can command top dollar. So with that said, the subject property was at 267 a foot. For sales within the appropriate window are between 250 to 311 a foot. There's no indication that we're undervalued. Now, in the petitioner's packet, they cite the one in September of 25 at $120,000, and that one will certainly be considered for the 1/1 of 26 value, but it's not relevant to the 1/1 of 25 value. So it'll be part of our normal annual adjustment process when we look at that sale, along with any other sales since January of 25. But for the current assessment, the county requests that we uphold the value.
I have a question. Since we're allowed to use, or you are, and the petitioners are allowed to use any sales up to the date of the hearing, given that 9/25, September 25 sale is closer than the 2023 sale, would you give it more weight?
Honestly, I would not give. I mean, the one in 24 is the most relevant. That's the
Right.
one that I would give the most weight to.
Right.
The when you're looking at the sale that's there's a December 23rd.
Of 23, yeah.
That's at 295. I
23.
mean, yes.
Yeah.
So when we have one at 110 and one at just under 300, I mean, it's we have a very limited pool in that complex. I mean,
Right.
there's a you'll see an aerial photo in my packet that shows the entirety of the complex. And so we don't expect a large volume within it. I would give most weight to the ones that are actually in the subject, but the one that's I can't even, to be honest, I can't speak a lot to the September 25th sale because it's not within the, we go 3 quarters before and 1 quarter after. So to be in the late in 25, honestly, I'm not familiar with the terms of the sale. That one may or may not be included because I don't know that it's a arm's length transaction off the top of my head because it's not within the pool of sales that I'm reviewing. It'll certainly get my scrutiny when we're moving forward, but for this time period, I didn't even examine it, to be honest.
Well, the two closest sales are 1 and 3, and May and June of 24, and then the close June 24 is the only one of those that's in the subject project. So I understand what you're saying there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think.
And they bracket the assessments.
Right.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll close the hearing now. All right. Now we're hearing petition 25-287, parcel 128339 for Gordon Jensen at the 6040 Sands Way, number 215, a storage condo. Assessed value is $178,500. They're requesting a reduction of $140,000 at present. And the petitioner's reasons I read in the previous petition, same petitioner, are the same sales that they noted in that petition, which I will not read again and refer to that hearing. Meant those hearing minutes for those sales if wanted, if it's desired. So there are four sales listed here from 2020 to 2025. So we'll swear in the assessor and hear his testimony then.
Andrew Cochran of the Assessor's Office. Do you affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
Right.
So as with 25-286, we have the same pool of comparable sales that all support the current assessment for the subject property.
The only difference is that this storage unit is slightly larger than the one in the previous
Correct.
hearing,
The $3,000 difference in
286.
assessment,
Yeah.
accordingly.
Yeah. Okay. Questions? None.
Absolutely.
Okay. With that testimony, then we'll close this hearing. Our final hearing for today is 25-289, parcel 128337 for Gordon Jensen, 6040 Sands Way, number 213, a storage condo, 660 square feet. Assessed value is $175,900, and the petitioner's request does not state the estimate that they are asking for. So, same for sales as in the previous two hearings of number 286 and 287. And so, swear in the assessor one more time.
Andrew Corcoran at the assessor's office, do you affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do. Halves with 25286 and 25287, we have the same pool of four sales, one of which is in common with what was provided by the petitioner. The four sales bracket the assessed value, and we feel that the assessed value should be upheld.
All right. Thank you for your testimony. I'll now close the hearing. I assume there's no questions. Petition 25-284, the board is considering this petition, parcel 30684 for Bunzel. I move that the assessor's value be sustained at $121,100 due to lack of evidence, clear, cogent, and convincing from the petitioner to overturn the value.
I second that.
Moved and seconded to sustain the assessed value. For? Approved?
Approved.
Approved. I mean,
Uphold.
uphold. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. The motion's approved.
Just want me to do
Go
this?
ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. For petition 25-286, Gordon Jensen, parcel 128338, I move that the board uphold the current assessed value of the storage condo at $175,900 due to the evidence provided by the petitioner does not rise to the level to overrule the value indicated by the assessor.
I'll second that. Moved and seconded to sustain the assessed value. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Petition 25-287, Gordon Jensen, parcel 128339, the storage condo unit number 215. I move that the assessed value be upheld due to the lack of convincing sales evidence from the petitioner.
And I will second that.
Moved and seconded to sustain the assessed value. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Right. The motion passes.
For petition 25-289, Gordon Jensen, parcel 128337, concerning a storage condo, I move that the board uphold the current assessed value at $175,900 due to the petitioner's evidence not rising to the clear, cogent, and convincing evidentiary standard necessary to overrule the assessor.
Second the motion. Moved and seconded to sustain the assessed value. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.